I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have just two words for you.
Right now, it's Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
On St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Hey, it is Hancock and Kelly. We're going to take you all the way up to Cardinal Baseball. We'll be joined by the legend Charlie Brennan here in a couple of minutes. And you can hear the Hancock and Kelly Late Night Show Monday night will be the next time we return, 8 to 10. If you've heard us for the first time or liked us on the DGS, come on. We'd love to talk to you on Monday night.
Absolutely.
Also, don't forget we're on Sunday mornings, 8:30, Fox 2 in St. Louis for Hancock and Kelly, the television show. John, I got an issue that you know how the phones listen to us and everybody's worried about and Alexa and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I kind of accepted that this is just the world we live in. But there is something about the world we live in that we've got to change.
All right.
I have a code that I have to have, a little fob to get into the building in my house.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a fob that I have to have, as well as a passcode to get into the building in my office.
Yeah.
I have to have a fob to get into the office here. I have to have a different fob. All these are different fobs.
The little cards. These
little plastic cards. To get into the parking garage that I park in for my office. And then not to mention all the codes you have to have for your cell phone, for your credit cards, for your ATM card. I am of the thought process now that I'm okay with, can't we just do a thumbprint for everything? Because I'm carrying around enough magnetic fobs right now that I think I could realign some satellites.
Well, they had the in those sci-fi shows back in the day, they used to have the eye scan. You know, you just kind of look into the thing, and it opens the door for you.
Well, that is real at the airport. I have a service called Clear at the airport, and what you do is you go up and you show your eyes, and then I've already went in pre-whatever with TSA.
Yeah.
And that allows me to get through some of the things, but I'd be okay with even it looking at my eye. I am just so sick and tired of trying to remember which fob goes for which thing and which code. And then God forbid you ever forget your email address password and you go through that nightmare of entering six different passcodes and then it says you're locked out.
Yeah, and it's your email.
And
then they, so you see you forgot your passwords and they send you an email. Well, that's not going to work. So yeah, here's the thing, though. I'm a little worried about, because I got one of these fancy, iPhones over here.
Yeah.
And so I got the thing when I bought it there at the AT&T store.
Uh-huh.
They said, it's got the facial recognition.
Right.
And I said, what's that? And they said, well, you just look at it and it turns on.
Uh-huh.
I said, kind of like my wife.
And
so they set me up. They take, they shoot your face from different angles
or whatever.
And then you look at the phone and bam, there it is. It comes right on.
You like that?
I did. I loved it.
What do you mean you did?
It stopped working.
Did you turn it off?
No. It just stopped. And I may have put on a couple of pounds. But it just stopped recognizing my face.
Yeah,
so, somewhere you're going to have a number. Because now I still, when I turn the phone on, I got to punch in the
Yeah, but you're an interesting character because your entire business is your cell phone,
and
mine is too. And so I am always like, hey, whenever my cell phone's having trouble, it's time to get a new cell phone. I think I've got had like three cell phones in the time that you've had this particular cell phone. And it's not, I get it that you're frugal and that you don't want to go out and spend money.
Perfectly fine. It doesn't
recognize your face recognition's not working. Yeah. You can't charge it without a special charger.
Well, that's true.
Because there's something in your thing. I mean, your entire existence comes from that device that you're holding in your hand right there. If we get a couple more iPhone releases, the Smithsonian will be coming to grab sucker.
And the thing you plug the charger into on the phone there.
That's what I'm saying.
It won't accept the little thing.
So how do you charge?
I set it on one of those, what do you call it?
You have to be on one of the wireless chargers.
Well, no, it's a little device. You set your phone on top of it, and it charges it.
Yeah, because
like that.
You can no longer stick it in the bottom there.
The plug into the hole, and I don't understand exactly why that's happening, but it obviously there's got to be something stuck up in there.
Yeah. Well, maybe on Monday, you should go over to the AT&T store, and tell them, you know what, fellas, I'm splurging on myself today. I'd like a new phone.
Yeah, man. You know what those things cost now?
I do. But do you know what you make by having a phone that works?
Well, this thing works.
How you are able to pay all your business.
It works perfectly fine, except it just doesn't recognize me any longer. And I don't understand why that happened.
Are you one of these folks? Like, I know some people who refuse to have Alexa in their house, and they don't like the fact that their cell phone's listening to them. I don't know if I probably don't like it, but I've just given up and thought, you know what, this is where I'm at. It is what it is, and I'm not doing anything bad, so listen to me all you want.
Do you have an Alexa at home?
I've got several.
Several?
Well, she's in every room in my house, so she's in the ceiling. You know, like I've got a speaker in the ceiling, and so she's in every ceiling.
Well, so it is. It kind of is like you're married.
Yeah, so I walk in, and I can say to her, Alexa, turn on the lights, and she turns on the lights, or I can say,
nice
close the shades. Or
she closes the shades.
I can tell her, tune to KMOX 1120.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. But she closes the shades?
Well, I have interesting shades. I don't have the shades like we have here where you pull them down.
Yeah.
I have this electrified film on my window, and so when you're looking at it, you see through the window, and if you push a button, it goes foggy, and the shades, it's electric. I don't understand how it works. It's just like a film, and it immediately just blocks out all the light.
Huh.
You've seen it. You've been to my house.
Well, it's been a while. So, but there's no actual blind there.
There's no blind. No, it's see-through, and it's electrified somehow so that when you push the button or you tell Alexa to turn it on, it just you know how sometimes in bathrooms you have those white it's like a white film that's on that so that people can't see in and see out. On a window
word for it.
Well, that's what happens. So it goes from clear to like foggy,
So nobody can see in your window. Can you?
I can't see out either when it's on.
So,
but when I turn it off, it's just see through.
It's a window.
Yeah, it's just a window.
Huh.
It's awesome. It's great. It's a great little thing. I love it.
Well, you're all high tech over there, man.
Well, I am. You know why? When I moved out of downtown, I decided, you know what? I'm gonna get the couple of things
life
that make my
short.
Life a little easier.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have Alexa in my room because I'm always looking for my cell phone to turn on KMOX to listen to the show. You know, the show.
Yeah, the show.
Or listen to Glover. And now I can just yell up to Alexa, hey, baby, turn on the Camel X.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Now, what about your coffee machine? Does it turn on by itself?
No, my coffee machine, I've got a real coffee machine just like you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I haven't been drinking coffee anymore.
Yeah, Mr. Health. I'll tell you what I'm giving serious thought to doing.
Okay.
So I got the coffee maker there.
Uh-huh.
And I got the, you know... I got the one that's got the multiple holes that it drips out of.
Yeah, well, that's the only kind to have.
Yeah, because if you have just the one little spigot there,
it doesn't get all the beans wet.
It does not.
Mm-mm.
So I got the fancy multi-hole thing.
Yeah,
but my father-in-law brought over an old percolator.
Ooh,
yes,
like the old school ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you put the coffee in, the water gurgles up and it goes through.
Uh-huh.
And that was some darn good coffee.
Do you grind your own beans?
I don't.
You don't?
I mean, I can, but I don't.
So when you go to the grocery store, you get the pre-grounded beans?
I get the ground beans.
And where do you keep your pre-ground coffee?
In a vacuum-packed container, receptacle.
Yeah, see, I leave mine in the freezer.
Oh, okay.
Where the ice is, you know?
Yeah.
Right there, I've got it.
That's usually where you keep it.
Well, the fridge, the freezer, you know, I just wanted to make sure I was clear. But I get the pre-ground coffee, and then I keep it in the freezer. And a lot of people don't do that.
No, I don't do that. But I've got a little, coffee-made receptacle that I pour the bag in, and then I close up the thing, and it's got vacuum sealed. And so that keeps the coffee nice and fresh. And
well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. But I think I may percolate on over to the percolator.
You're going to go to the percolator. Now, that's different than the French press, right, which is where you push down on the metal thing, and it the grinds are floating around, but then they all get pushed to the bottom? That's too fancy for you.
I'm not for all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, we need to step aside. Joining us later this hour is the great Charlie Brennan. He's going to be with us. He was on the air this morning from 8:20 until 10 o'clock, I guess, before the show. And so good to hear him back on the airwaves at KMOX. I bet you enjoyed it, too, if you were fortunate enough to listen. If you weren't, you'll hear him in just a few minutes right here on KMOX.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
One, two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio. KMOX.
You know, a lot of people complain about retirement and stuff, but something just happened when Charlie Brennan walked into this studio.
He's a happy man.
I would bet this is the first time it's ever happened at KMOX.
What's that?
He's wearing shorts.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
He came to work in shorts today.
Well, I'm pretending I'm Mike Miller, host of the Garden Hotline. Okay, I have a quick story about clothing. Do you have a minute?
Oh, well, we got it the whole day.
Well, we've got several of them, as a matter of fact.
I was in Garden Heights Nursery, owned by Lou and his sister and his son Nick. It's on Big Bend in Richmond Heights, and okay. I've been going there for years. So Sunday, I went in to buy some Miracle-Gro for the tomatoes. And I, a lovely young 22 or 23-year-old behind the counter, and we had a nice conversation. And then I said, well, thank you very much. And then she said to me, have a great day in your dad's shoes.
Ooh.
Oh.
And I was at the door, and I stopped, and I turned around, and I said, that was rude. And she said, oh, no, those New Balance shoes are really in. And I said, in fact, I'm wearing them right now.
Oh, that's some fine-looking kicks you got there.
I have New Balance on, too.
Well, I think she was trying to clean it up. You know, she might have had Tourette's or something, and you know, who knows? So she calls in one of her young colleagues from the back room, and wink, wink, nod, nod, she says to her, "Those are really cool shoes, aren't they?" And the other girl looks at her and looks, and she goes, "Oh, yeah, 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 they really are."
Well, you know you've arrived when you've got the cool shoes on.
Yeah, have a nice day in your dad's shoes.
I remember listening to you, Charlie, on the last couple of days. You said you had a bunch of trips lined up. Where'd you go?
Went to Virginia, and I'll tell you what, Monticello is a great experience if you haven't been there. Jefferson's home. It's not cheap. $80 a ticket to take the tour. Yeah. I know. We're so lucky here in St. Louis with our museums.
$80?
Right.
What, did they give you something for that? Like a wig? Or?
And here, Grant's Farm is free, and they give you beer.
Yeah.
Free beer. But there, but it's a great tour. You'd love that. And then I was really surprised because I've never driven 6440 East.
Yeah.
And through West Virginia, it's remarkably beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
You just go east on 64, and so you got the Blue Ridge Parkway, you have Skyline Drive. Just terrific. This country is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And here I am, 62 years old, and discovering it for the first time.
So did you spend any time on the Blue Ridge?
Oh, yeah.
That's a remarkable part of America.
It is, and they've you can stop there, and they've got like little stores. And one beer I bought was like $2, and it's, you know, in a national park of sorts. Just so everything is not that expensive, but
usually have to go to a Miami Marlins game to find a $2 beer.
Well, I remember a nickel beer night at Cleveland Municipal Stadium back in 1978.
I bet that ended badly.
Well, that was a riot. Yeah, that's a famous Major League Baseball riot.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that when they were burning the records and stuff?
That was a different riot.
That was Comiskey Park, Steve Dahl's big disco night.
Right.
Yeah. But so then also went to some wineries, had a great time, and then went to Alaska. And I got to tell you something, Oceana Cruise Lines, great service, terrific food.
Yeah.
The excursions are a little expensive.
Now, was it a big, massive cruise boat or
no,
smaller?
And it was only 70% full, John.
Oh, nice.
They had something like 400 employees for 500 guests.
My word.
So, yeah, it was really good. Good service. But as I said, some of it's expensive. When you take a tour, they call that the excursion. And one of the guys on the boat said, "I saw the list of excursions. I thought it was the list of extortions."
Right.
But it was a wonderful trip overall. Uh-huh. And I will say, we did spend some time in Victoria, British Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
I'm sure you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, they use plant material to beautify the area so well. So along with a couple of partners, we're going to plant daffodils.
In October.
That's how I heard
in that. October. And we could use some partners and volunteers.
Well, you know, there's not many people that can plant a daffodil quite like
Hancock.
Old snooker.
Yeah, watch them bend down to do that. Did you spend some time in Vancouver?
Just a little bit, because we had an Armageddon disaster, Joey.
Oh.
Yeah. What happened was, by the way, you know, when you go on a cruise, you have to be there when the ship leaves, or you're out of luck. So our flight to Vancouver the day before was canceled. Ooh. So we had to scramble to find three tickets at the last minute on Delta, and we got three tickets at $1,500 each one way.
Oh, my.
One way. Yeah, $4,500. And
you could have gone and seen Elton John for that.
Exactly. But, you know, so overall, we got to Vancouver late, to answer your question, finally, and didn't see as much of it as I would have liked to.
I remember when I was a kid listening to Jack Buck, not broadcast a baseball game, but doing a sport
hosting.
And he said that Vancouver is the most beautiful city in North America.
I think he's about right.
Yeah.
And the folks from China and Hong Kong are buying real estate there like crazy. And so the price of real estate has really gone up in Vancouver. But Victoria, British Columbia is really beautiful, too.
Yeah.
You just mentioned Jack Buck, and today is show and tell day.
Oh, nice.
I was cleaning out my house, and this is something you do when you're retired. And stop me, guys, if you've seen this before, because I did bring it in once to show Joe Buck.
I have not seen it before.
Well,
what the heck is it?
This is the Lakewood, Ohio High School yearbook.
Okay.
Oh, from 1940. And you can see here in the third person in the first row is a young John Buck.
John Francis.
Mr. McCloskey's 10A drafting class.
Nice.
My mom went to high school, same high school as Jack Buck.
Really?
How about that?
And so I have her yearbook, and there's Jack Buck and his brother, Earl.
That's cool. A yearbook from 1940.
Isn't that something? Yeah. And all the kids are really dressed up.
If you're in your car, folks, it's just to the left on the dial.
Yeah, I know. This may not work for everybody, but...
Where was the school again?
Lakewood, Ohio.
Is that a suburb of Cleveland?
It is, just west of Cleveland. It's contiguous to the city of Cleveland. And Jack went to high school there. He wasn't born there. He grew up in, actually, Massachusetts.
Holyoke.
Holyoke is correct.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you hear the voice. You know who it is. It's the legend, Charlie Brennan.
So was it good to be back this morning?
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. To see everybody here.
Yeah. Anyway, you sounded great.
We're going to spend the rest of the hour with Charlie Brennan right here on KMOX. But we've got to, as Charlie would say, pay some bills.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nearly a century of informing, entertaining, and serving St. Louis. KMOX.
And speaking of nearly a century, Charlie Brennan joins us here in studio. 34 years it was here at the Voice of St. Louis.
Almost 34, 33 and a half, but who's counting?
So
and
then, you brought something to share with the listening
well,
audience.
I did, because I found this by accident. Again, I'm cleaning out the house. I find my mom's invitation to Harry Truman and Alvin Barkley's inauguration.
1949.
Yeah, and then this... I find it's called Decision at Namasaki, the mission that almost failed by Fred J. O'Leary. O'Leary was the co-pilot of Boxcar, which dropped the bomb on Nagasaki on August the 9th, 1945. So he signed it, and it's in my house. I go, okay, who does this belong to? Because he's signing it to Susan DeGrane. So I go on the air today, this morning, and I say, folks, I've got this book, Who's Susan DeGrane, blah, blah, blah. By 2 o'clock, we had made contact.
No.
And she wants this to go into the Chicago Historical Society. She's now living there. So this is a book, Decision at Nagasaki, written by the co-pilot of Boxcar.
And it was made out to Susan. And how did the book end up in your possession?
Well, I asked her that today because I didn't know. And she said, my father was in St. Louis, wanted you to interview Fred. And he didn't have a book, so I sent the book that Fred had signed to me, and I had never returned it, and that was probably 1999.
And still, in 2022, that's the power of KMOX. You mentioned that this morning, and you've now identified her.
It was 1999. Yeah. There's a copyright right there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Wow.
Charlie, you're like us. You just come in to help out now. You became the face of KMOX. Did anybody ever try to come and take you away? Not only just locally, but did somebody come from Chicago or L.A. and say, come on?
Just a few casual offers, and a guy once in Los Angeles said, please apply for an opening that we have. And at that same time, Bob Casas was a guest of mine. He said, you'd be lost in Los Angeles.
Really?
So, yeah, you know, too many A-list types live in there. And
including Bob Casas.
But by the way, I just want to make it clear. Yeah, exactly. Nobody offered me a job in Los Angeles. But there have been overtures here at a couple of radio stations, yes.
Right.
Who were the greatest radio talk show hosts from the golden era? I'm thinking of a guy like Milt Rosenberg, for example.
Oh, out of WGN in Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, the list goes on and on. And it's funny you mention that because I've been thinking about that lately. And there was a guy in Boston by the name of Jerry Williams on WRKO, and I think he was really influential. I would say also Bob Grant at WABC in New York. Mm-hmm. Joe Pine was a really controversial guy before controversy was hot. There was a guy in Cleveland by the name of Pete. Oh, he was a sports radio guy. I can't remember his last
Pete
name.
Pete in Cleveland.
Yeah, exactly. He was on what is now 3WE or WTAM, and he was yelling at the callers and really mixing it up in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a guy in Los Angeles who was a gentleman and refined. His name was Michael Jackson. It's not the Michael Jackson,
right.
But one time, about 1998, Beth and I were broadcasting. Beth and I were visiting Los Angeles, and I broadcast at the Museum of Television Radio Drive in Beverly Hills. It was great. And the guy, the producer, the Matt at the time, said, you have to leave immediately after your show. I was broadcasting back to KMOX.
Right, yeah.
He goes, because the next host is Michael Jackson. And I said, wow. And I knew who it was.
Right.
But Beth has no idea. So she thinks the king of pop is going to walk in with a single glove.
And do a little radio?
Yeah, so she was disappointed when this old white guy showed up.
I'm sure you've told the story a million times, but yeah, obviously you come to KMOX when Mr. Hyland was here. Did you know how big of a deal KMOX was?
Well, I did to some extent. I just knew that it was one of the top five radio stations in the country because anyone in radio knew it. You know, all the radio nerds would get together at IHOP on a Sunday morning and drink coffee and eat pancakes and talk about, WGN this or WBBM or KXL or whatever the case was.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea who Robert Hyland was. The only person at the station that I really knew, two people. I knew of Jack Buck from Monday Night Football on CBS Radio. And, of course, I knew from a long distance Dan Dierdorf from Bob Casas, but they weren't working here. But Jack Carney. Jack Carney I knew of, you know, because he was considered one of the greats. So even though I lived in Cleveland and Boston, I knew of Jack Carney. But I didn't know of Hyland, and when I met him, I thought he was a figurehead.
Yeah. Right.
He looked to me like Ernest Hollings.
Right.
I go, oh, you know, he's a nice guy.
Uh-huh.
He was a great broadcaster.
Carney came here from, was he in L.A.?
San Francisco.
Yeah,
he was San Francisco, and he also might have worked at WMEX in Boston.
What a talented guy. I mean, the thing about Carney, and if you go back, there's a little bit of him on YouTube you can go find. He was like he's sitting at the kitchen table with you. You know, he didn't have a radio voice. He was a genius at this business,
right? And theater to the mind. Yeah. The ability to create an entertaining program, and that's what it was, entertainment.
Did you know all along that you were going to do talk radio, or were you more interested in writing or being a scientist, or how did you stumble into doing this?
Well, that's a good question. I wanted to become a neurologist, but my parents forced me into radio. No, I always wanted to be in radio, but I wanted to be a disc jockey. And when I went to college at the college radio station, the cool kids said, no, you can't sit at the cool table. You don't know music. And so, but they did say, hey, would you like to do a public affairs talk show? At that time, radio stations were required to air interview programs.
Right.
And I actually grew up in the same parish as Phil Donahue.
Oh,
so I really loved talk, and the rest is history.
You talked to presidents, and is there somebody that you tried to get that you never were able to secure?
Yeah, quite a few, and one just passed away this week, Vin Scully. Every time we played the Dodgers, you can imagine, we were reaching out to him. Kevin Kline, the actor.
From St. Louis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. 7800 Davis Drive in Clayton is where he grew up. And I always wanted to talk to him. So many, actually.
Right.
So many. The Bushes, George and George Herbert Walker and George Dolby.
Never interviewed him.
I interviewed Laura Bush and Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Burt Walker, but
yeah. Did you ever get Gussie Bush in?
No.
No.
No, I did. However, I did the play-by-play for his funeral, believe it or not.
Oh, right here, yeah, because we carried it live, right?
Yeah. So they sent me to the new cathedral, and because I was Roman Catholic, I knew what was going on, and I was able to explain it. And, you know, that family is still, they have a great legacy. In fact, 2 days this week are named after them, August the 2nd and August the 3rd. Thank you very much. Try the veal.
Folks, you know that voice. That's Charlie Brenner, Michael Kelly, John Hancock. We're with you for just a little longer, and then pregame Cardinal baseball comes your way. Cardinals and the Yankees tonight over at Busch Stadium. 7:15 is the first pitch right here on KMOX.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Hey, it's the Hancock and Kelly Show, with sitting in for the DGS. We're taking you all the way up to Cardinal Baseball. We are sitting with the legend, Charlie Brennan. And yeah, Charlie, after 33 years in St. Louis, you've probably been through a couple of these renaissances of St. Louis, you know, Washington Avenue coming back, and then, you know, we got the Rams, and then we've gone through some of that. It feels like we're in one of those down cycles right now. But when you, having been through it, what do you think the future of St. Louis is?
Well, you know, it's sometimes, I think it was Hal Holbrook in Wall Street said, you know, you have to sink to the abyss and the belly of the monster before you realize who you really are. And we're kind of getting down there. But it's been a downward trajectory. Don't forget, when we supported Lindbergh's flight across the Atlantic, Spirit of St. Louis, that was an attempt to kind of jazz up St. Louis. The World's Fair before that was, too. And then the Gateway Arch. A lot of these attempts are to bring us back to great prominence. I think that if we get some really bright people together, and we got bright people in this town, to try and figure out a way to bring more people in. Maybe Jerry Schlichter's plan to bring the Afghan refugees or Ukrainian refugees. We need people to move here and keep the smart ones that are already here. It'll work. But Nashville and Austin and Denver aren't sitting down watching us grow. They're taking off.
Yeah, yeah. And they've all, not all, but certainly in the case of Nashville, they've unified their governing systems, and that, I think, has helped them to grow smartly.
Well, we have trouble getting anything done. One good example might be, why hasn't there been a crosswalk or some sort of pedestrian walkway on Chippewa near Ted Drew's? Yeah. I mean, that's pretty simple stuff.
Right.
And that is destination St. Louis. I mean, people from everywhere that come here, that's on the list of things to do.
Right. And then you got Andy Karanjiff, owner of Crown Candy Kitchen. Yeah. And he has said the same thing. He tweeted recently talking about the trash that he saw, and it's not being picked up, and the cars that are speeding. And he says it's kind of like you're depressed. You don't want to wake up, take a shower, put on deodorant, or comb your hair. You're not doing anything. And that's how he's describing St. Louis.
That's an interesting look. Good point. And, you know, we experienced, in part, some of that trash on the highways blocking the grates, and we had these flood waters.
Right.
And that's a real problem. Dennis Jinkerson pointed that out. I never thought about the trash being that kind of a hazard, but it is.
It is, and as Tom Blair at MoDOT has said, he's down 130 workers.
Right.
So there's a labor shortage affecting every industry. Why do you think I was on the air this morning?
Who are you sitting in for?
That's the ironic thing, because you guys on Fridays were sitting in for me.
Yes. Yeah.
And now I was sitting in for you.
Yeah. Life is a wonderful
thing.
Well,
I got the dad shoes and I'm ready to go.
I want to get back to these daffodils now. You're retired. You don't. There's no compunction to go plant daffodils all over St. Louis. I mean, you know. What drives you to do that? And tell me about these daffodils. I joked about planting them, but I could probably get down there and plant a couple.
I'd love to see it.
Absolutely. Well, all you got to do is email me, or I'll keep your name in the hopper, cwbrennan@kmwex.com. And the inspiration is just, I think it's beautiful. We had one guest on today, Dr. Mary Noelle George.
Yep.
She was recently in Charlotte, and she said it's just beautiful to see the plants on the roadways.
I call my wife a little daffodil. There you go.
We'll have Georgianne front and center planting daffodils. I don't know.
He's good.
But no, so it just seems like low-hanging fruit's really easy to do. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we used to do it quite a bit. And when I first moved here, the highways were always splashing with color.
Yeah. And, you know, when they did the, I guess now it's been 15 years ago when they redid Highway 40, 64, you know, and they built the beautiful overpasses and so forth.
Yes.
And the highway was really beautiful. And then, you know, where's it all gone?
Well, you know, there is a lot of trash that kind of bothers me, but I think we're going to have another volunteer cleanup because there aren't the workers to do it, apparently. They're every industry. Although some cities are using the incarcerated and they're using the homeless. I mean, Portland, right. Oakland, really conservative towns, you know.
Well, and we also happen to be a very progressive town that doesn't want to outsource things. But I think it's the answer. I really do. I mean, we had that battle about our airport, whether or not we ought to outsource managing our airport. It has to be done. Some of this stuff has to be done better than government can do it. I don't know.
You know, I was thinking about you recently, Michael, and you
sorry
too, John.
About, sorry but, about that, Charlie.
No, I want to tell you something. In my spare time, I'm studying a little bit of French, and
nice.
A French teacher directs me to movies, and one of them is called Nothing to Hide. Okay?
Yeah.
Nothing to Hide. It's about seven people at a dinner party, and they play this game where they have to throw their cell phone in the middle of the table, and whatever text or voicemail or phone call comes up, they have to share it among the seven of them. Okay?
Oh.
But there is one actress in this, Michael, and her name is Berenice Bejo. B-E-J-O. I do believe, and this can be, anyone in seeing this movie will agree with me, because my wife, Beth, did too. She's the most beautiful woman who's ever been on film.
Really?
But the story is great, and I recommend it to all your listeners. It's at the St. Louis County Library. It's a freebie.
All right. We're short on time.
Sorry.
Today was a dipping the toe back in. Might we hear some more Charlie Brennan filling in?
Nothing scheduled. If DGS takes a whole week off, maybe.
Hey.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being here.
It sounded so good to hear you today, and it's so good to see you. Have a great retirement. Cardinal baseball coming your way. Michael Kelly, thank you, Matt Pajeski. We'll see you next time on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.